I have to say, I don't think I've ever been more scared about talking to an audience of people about living with HIV. It's something that I've been doing for many years, and usually I go into training sessions, scooby in, do my bit and get off. And it brings me to a new place this morning because I've scoobied in and I won't be getting off. And it's making me feel incredibly vulnerable to share with you some aspects of my life that are very deep and very personal. I also very often speak about the history of HIV, how that happened to me, what my personal story is. And I'm not going to do that so much this morning because it's a story that goes back over 20 years. And that's a hell of a lot of story to try and condense into a short time with you this morning. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you the impact that being diagnosed HIV positive has had on my life, sort of past and present. And also to say, I'm very open to questions, you know, so please do feel free to ask questions if you want to. You don't have to ask them today, you can ask them next week or next year or whenever they pop into your head. I invite you to be curious because it's through curiosity that we know each other better. So. Yeah, that's a bit how it feels inside. Oh, believe you me, the medication, it could be my stomach. Okay. Yeah, it was slightly off-putting. I've just composed myself. However, a little laughter's good. So to be diagnosed HIV positive is to be diagnosed with the most socially unacceptable disease on the planet. Nothing evokes fear, judgment, prejudice, and therefore stigma quite like it does. Living with HIV is a journey that has pushed me to the very limits of myself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It has stripped me of the casual certainty with which most of us travel through life and flung me out onto the sharp edges between life and death and into the void of the unknown. Mine is a story of loss, love, loss and survival, of challenges and joys. It is a story of transformation. For nothing has honed and shaped me quite like HIV has. When I was first diagnosed 19 years ago, I did not expect to be alive today. I thought that I, like many of my friends and my partner, would have long since died of AIDS. And being a long-term survivor of the AIDS epidemic is in itself difficult to live with. All the why questions that arise from it that have no answers. To put that in perspective for a moment, the bereavement that I have experienced over the past 20 years or so is equivalent to wiping out the entire congregation here. So that if each one of you represented one of those losses, today I would be speaking to an empty room. In one of the worst years of my experience, 9 of my friends died. In one 18-month period, my father died of cancer, my partner died of AIDS, and one of my best friends also died of AIDS. And I am tired and weary and sad. I think it's fair to say that there is a sadness in me that is never far from the surface. It is like an underground spring that bubbles up and often spills over. It is a well that never runs dry, and neither would I want it to, for the tears I cry are but a small measure of love shared and life lived, and even an ocean of tears wouldn't quite cover that. living so close to death and loss, also has the ability to crack you open to the very heart of life itself. In all that it appears to take from me, it gives back the most profound appreciation of even the tiniest moments of joy. You get to drink from the well of life and taste every drop. Nevertheless, living with the tension of life, death, joy, sorrow, pain, pleasure, sickness, and health is in itself a balancing act that I have yet to perfect. I have days when it is easier to stay under the duvet than face the world. Days when I tip into depression and despair and I struggle to want to live, when it would be a relief to die. I have battled with the desire to take my own life, and none more keenly than when my partner Martin died. To lose the man I loved to AIDS and to face the future with HIV alone was a very big ask. And there have been moments when I have seriously thought about suicide since. And every time, the rope that gently tugs me back from the edge of that precipice is love. I long ago realised that there was something worse for my children than having a mum who died of AIDS, and that was one who committed suicide. In the pitch blackness of the darkness of the desire to take my own life, the love I feel for and from my children hauls me back into life. When I told them my diagnosis, their response was, "You are our mum. And we love you anyway." In the face of such unconditional love, who was I to abandon them? I took that love and turned it into the determination to live to see them grow into adults. And thankfully, I have. There is a line in an Annie Lennox song that goes, "Dying is easy. It's living that scares me to death." And I have to say, she's right. For the world out there is neither the kindest or the easiest of places to navigate with HIV. One thing you can never predict is how someone is going to react to the disclosure of your HIV status. And of course, once it's said, you can't take it back. At the worst end of the spectrum, in this city, I have been spat at, beaten up, raped, blackmailed, had a death threat made against me, and been verbally abused and insulted simply because I'm HIV positive. At the other end of the spectrum, I have experienced acceptance, understanding, support, friendship, and love. Overall, it hasn't done a great deal for my sense of self-worth, self-image, or confidence. Forming intimate sexual relationships is a big challenge too, because you always start off from a place of imbalance, not equality, that relies on the other person's response and ability to deal with that information. It's seldom about my dreams, wishes, or desires. And I am a passionate, sensual, sexual being, and I am skin lonely for touch. It is so long since anyone made love with me that I feel numb and lonely. The loneliness is probably the worst aspect of it, for it's all the little intimacies of partnership that I miss. The curling up to watch a film together, sharing a glass of wine, just having someone's hand to hold and someone to do nothing with on Sunday. But definitely someone to hold me in the middle of the night, or to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to fetch me a paracetamol and a glass of water when I'm too ill to do it for myself. And physically, HIV is a challenge to me every day, despite being on medication.